This is a News Radio 1440 podcast.
You'll remember that, about a couple weeks ago, we were talking about Hillary Clinton and what happened with her over in India, making the comments about Americans. And what happened with that is, and I won't go into all the details, but essentially what she said was married women are too stupid to think for themselves. And that's why married white women didn't vote for her because their husbands told them not to. And she also said that essentially everybody in middle America, if you weren't living in New England or the West Coast, you're just you're not dynamic, you're backwards thinking, you don't contribute to society, you don't like Indian people and black people, and you didn't like the idea of a woman being president, and that's why you didn't vote for me. So really, really nasty stuff. We've played those clips on the air. I still have them in my clip bank. But after that, it kind of unleashed this wave of course, people on the right being upset about it, and understandably so, and people in the middle of the country, in the heartland, being upset by that and talking about it. But one thing that you may not be aware of is that it also sparked a pretty vocal wave, primarily of younger people in the party, the more anti-establishment branch of the Democrat Party. And by anti-establishment, I don't mean anti-establishment towards the government. I mean anti-establishment towards the DNC. Of people telling Hillary Clinton, you need to go away. You need to no longer really be in the public eye. You just kind of need to fade off into that good night. To which Hillary Clinton was not super thrilled about hearing. And this was kind of her response to it. She was talking about this over the weekend. Take a listen. This is Hillary Clinton.
I was really struck by how people said that to me, you know, mostly people in the press, for whatever reason, like, oh, you know, go away, go away. And I had one of the young people who works for me go back and do a bit of research. They never said that to any man who was not elected.
Okay, so the insinuation there being, of course, that because I'm a woman, that's the only reason they were telling me to go away. It wasn't because of my candidacy or because I lost or because really I had one of my researchers look this up, and they never said that to any man, which, first of all, is not entirely true, because you've got Howard Dean. I remember people telling him to go away. You remember after that crazy rant when he was in the Democrat primary where he just started shouting out the name of states. I remember after that, there were people telling Howard Dean to go away. And on the other side, John McCain, there were a lot of Republicans, myself included, that wanted John McCain to fade away after his failed presidential bid. And he didn't. He continued to stay on in the Senate. We all know the rest is familiar history, essentially. I've been wanting John McCain to go away really since before he ran for president, but nonetheless, the idea that this is the only time that anybody has ever told a politician to go away is beyond stupid. It's easily disprovable. And one thing that I wanted to point out, too, can you imagine being a researcher for Hillary Clinton? What kind of job that must be? Good gracious. You probably spend half your day just monitoring Bill's Facebook page and phone GPS, seeing where he snuck off to. If you're an actual researcher for the Clinton organization, you've got to be dealing with stupid requests like this all the time. Hillary Clinton, probably half of Hillary Clinton's requests are, hey, see if they ever said this to a male candidate. Because you have to keep in mind, with Hillary Clinton, and this is a perfect example of it, her excuse for absolutely everything, any kind of criticism, any unkind thing that people say, any kind of critique, even from people on her side, any kind of critique that she receives, it's only because I'm a woman. The only reason anybody could possibly not like me is because I'm a woman. It's not that I call half the country backwards thinking hillbillies and talk about how much they hate black people and hate minorities and don't like women. It can't be how I always rub people the wrong way, come off as this robotic, calloused, machine-like person. It can't be any of those things. It's got to be because I'm a woman. That's the only explanation. It's the ultimate form of victimhood, because what she tries to do is insulate herself from any kind of criticism, regardless of what it is, because I'm female. You know, what's funny about this it would be one thing if the people telling her, go away, go away, go away, because there have been a lot of people, and like she says, specifically in the media, saying that recently. But here's the thing. It's not a bunch of people on the right telling her to go away. I don't want her to go away. Hillary Clinton's a freaking gold mine. Whenever she says something, it seems, just about it, she winds up back in the public eye. It gives me an excuse to talk about her. And so she's the perfect example of social justice victim mentality. And so I've got no problem with Hillary Clinton sticking around. No problem whatsoever. People on the right, they love having Hillary Clinton around because she reminds people of how bad the Democrat Party can be. She is a testament to that old, entrenched, established, you know, rigid old version of the DNC that people can't stand. And so Republicans don't want Hillary to go away. The people that want Hillary to go away are people on the left. The people that want Hillary to go away are people that were Bernie Sanders supporters and some that even voted for her just because they didn't like Donald Trump. A lot of people actually fall into this category on the left that didn't want Hillary to begin with. They don't want Hillary now. They want Hillary to go away. So what the people she's accusing of sexism, at least in this particular instance, because obviously she's accused people on the right of sexism over and over again. In fact, that's the reason this whole thing started. But right now in that clip, the people in the media, the people that she is claiming, because these are the people that are telling her to go away, that she's saying are sexist, those aren't Republicans. Those aren't conservatives. The people she's saying that are only saying that because she is a woman are actually people in the media and on the left. And so, again, it's this ultimate form of victim status. She has a severe, I would say, terminal case of victimitis, because every single criticism, no matter what it is, no matter how legitimate, is all only because she's a woman, because she's such a nice, wonderful, compassionate, intelligent person that there's no way anybody could ever find anything to complain about when it comes to her unless it was, well, I'm a woman. And we saw exactly the same thing with Barack Obama, although, see, he was smart enough not to actually say it. He just let people in the media say it. That it was the same thing with race with him. That Barack Obama, if there was ever any criticism about him, if there was ever any unkind thing said about him, it was really just because of race. Now, you occasionally have clips, and I remember because I was cutting the sound bites myself, you did occasionally get clips of Obama kind of alluding to it or at least suggesting it. But Hillary's just right out and out saying it. Obama was smart enough to just kind of let the media imply it and let them say it for him and let his flunkies and his fanboys say it. I think maybe the reason Hillary feels like she has to say it is because she doesn't exactly have a lot of fanboys. But anyway, you have to keep in mind, and this should not be surprising to anybody, because the crux of her campaign, and even though I hate reliving the 2016 election, it seems like we do that about at least once every 2 weeks. But you have to remember that the platform for her campaign was basically, vote for me because I have a uterus. That was about the extent of what she brought to the table. Her status as a woman was really the primary driving force behind her campaign. Think about her campaign slogans, because you know that they researched campaign slogans and what would work and what people liked over and over and over again. Things like, I'm with her, and it's time. The primary driving force behind that is, I'm a woman. Because obviously, I'm with her doesn't work if Hillary's not a woman. It's time is specifically talking about, it's time for a female to be president. That's all she had. As far as policies, any of that, all she had was more of the same. She had nothing new to offer. She had no new ideas. She basically ran on, I'm going to be the third term of Barack Obama's presidency, and by the way, I'm a woman, so you should vote for me, because it's time we had a woman president. That's not a qualification for a president. And yet she kept hammering away on this. And again, she continued to go down this road of victimhood where she constantly complained and talked about, really, the sum of all this was, if there was any criticism, no matter how legitimate, it was a way to deflect any responsibility or self-reflection at all. Which makes sense, because based on the way Hillary's talking, she hasn't been doing much of that. There's no self-reflection, there's no responsibility for losing the campaign. If you cannot see how talking about half the country as a bunch of stupid, backwards, racist, sexist, ignorant hillbillies caused you to lose, I'm sorry, you're too stupid to be president.
Tactics with Caleb Colquitt. Every weekday from 9 to 11. Only on News Radio 1440 and NewsRadio1440.com.